All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. The Red Cross has deployed more than 50 volunteers from the upper Midwest to help with hurricane relief in Florida. Matt Sepik reports.
Before Hurricane Ian made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast, the American Red Cross of Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota sent dozens of volunteers to the region. Spokesperson Sue Thiesinga says more are likely to go there in the coming days to serve meals and operate shelters.
We want to ensure that people have a safe and warm place to stay if they've been evacuated or they don't have a place to go. That's our number one priority right now, and as we go through this, we will assess other needs.
Thiesinga says four food service vans from the region are also headed to Florida to link up with others from around the country. Volunteers will drive the vans through storm-damaged areas and serve hot food to residents.
That's NPR News reporter Matt Sepik in Minneapolis. And Governor Tim Walz is trying to put a dispute with a state judge behind him. Judge John Guthman rebuked Walz for comments he made last week about a case last year involving Feeding Our Future, which is at the center of an alleged fraud scheme that stole at least $250 million. Walz told reporters today that the main thing is the Justice Department has filed criminal charges against nearly 50 people.
My anger is not directed at the courts, and I fully respect them. There's a lot of decisions that I might not agree with, but my anger is with the people that committed this fraud. It just boggles my mind in the middle of a global pandemic.
Republicans have targeted Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison for not stopping the alleged fraud sooner. Walz says his education department alerted the FBI, which started an investigation that led to the criminal charges. And Hennepin County prosecutors today charged a 15-year-old boy in connection with a shooting at Richfield High School's homecoming football game last week. The Richfield High student is suspected of opening fire and wounding two young men who suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says because of the suspect's age, details of the charging petition are not public under state law. In a statement, prosecutors say the case remains under investigation and they're considering additional charges. Richfield police said over the weekend they'd arrested the suspected shooter as well as a 16-year-old. Authorities released the older teen yesterday pending further investigation. The shooting early in the fourth quarter Friday near the northeast entrance to the football field forced players and fans to scatter. The district canceled remaining homecoming weekend activities. And here's what else we're watching. The Walker Art Center and NPR News' sister station, The Current, today announced that they're ending the annual Rock the Garden Music Festival in Minneapolis. A joint statement released by The Current and The Walker said they're grateful to go out on a high note following this past June's festival that featured Slater Kinney, Nathaniel Rateliff, and Duluth-based Low. The statement didn't elaborate on reasons for the decision. The Walker launched Rock the Garden in 1998, and it was put on hiatus in 2004. The Current partnered to relaunch the festival in 2008. And with Election Day less than 6 weeks away, the campaign's stretch run is on, and Minnesota candidate fundraising stockpiles are getting drawn down. New financial reports for statewide candidates, parties, and groups active in this year's election show Governor Tim Walz entered the final 6 weeks with about $3.2 million available to spend. That compares to $865,000 for Republican opponent Scott Jensen. DFL Attorney General Keith Ellison has a nearly 3-to-1 advantage in cash over Republican rival Jim Schultz, and DFL Secretary of State Steve Simon has 8 times more money than Republican challenger Kim Crockett. But outside groups in the key races loom large. One DFL group has already spent $9 million on negative ads against Jensen in the governor's race, and party groups are gearing up on both sides of the attorney general's contest. In sports, the Twins are playing their second-to-last home game of the season tonight. The White Sox are in town for the two final games, and the Gopher volleyball team hosts Northwestern tonight. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 30s to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny with highs in the mid-60s in northern Minnesota to the lower 70s in the south. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Bill Picardi will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.